normal size nipples. Nipples the same size as everyone's. Regular nipples.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Anytime you get mom involved in your dating situation, it's bound to go south.
On the naked show?
On the naked show, that's what she suggested.
I love your dick. Go show it on TV.
It's a beautiful dick.
Auntie Pam really wants to see your balls on TV.
I know.
Hey, everybody.
Don't forget to watch Naked Attraction.
Hey Pam, hey Auntie Pam, it's me. Just remember, Johnny's balls are going to be on Naked Attraction tonight. Everyone's going to tune in. Tell Grandma.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the beautiful co-host of the wonderful Commercial Break, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. So, I got a question for you. Why in the fuck take a doggy bag to pick up your dog's poop if you're then going to leave the doggy bag sitting exactly where your dog shat?
Yeah.
Do you see this happening?
I do.
This is fucking insane, and I have to put it on the list. We have to put it in the treaty.
Well, open up the treaty.
Yeah, open up the notebook where everything goes to die. Yeah, the Magna Carta.
The commercial
where good ideas go to die. The notebook. I am absolutely...
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Flabbergasted.
Just throw them away, or... I guess people made me think that that's what you do.
Why would someone think that's what you do?
I don't know.
Let's take the dog shit that would certainly break down after a couple of rains and go into the earth and fertilize
it.
Cover it with plastic and throw it on the ground to live there for the rest of eternity. What are you fucking thinking? Not only am I seeing this more and more often here in my own hometown, but I saw it when we traveled in LA. I saw it when I was out in Nashville a number of months ago.
It's a national phenomenon?
It is a national phenomenon of fucking morons leaving the dog shit exactly where the dog shat, but only in a plastic bag.
For someone else to pick up.
For someone else to pick up and clean up. What kind of moron, what kind of dum-dum are you? If you are guilty of this, turn off the show. Write me a note. I want to hear what you're thinking. I don't understand. Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good shit. Okay, let's clean it up. Oh, it dropped out of my hand. Too busy to pick it up. I gotta go.
Well, I think that people don't... They're on a walk. They don't want to be carrying around dog shit
bag. No. Well, I don't want to... I'm on a walk, and I don't want to see your dog shit in a bag. I just don't. I catch these people. They're like, you know, I'll be on a walk in a little path down by my neighborhood.
It all happens on a walk, definitely.
I know. It all happens on a walk. It's when you see the worst of people and the best of people. I'm walking on the walk, and then
why do I have Dingleberry Teresa Caputo on the treaty list?
Oh, I don't know. She's a Dingleberry. I guess we were wondering what kind of hygiene habits she had. I'm not sure.
I don't know what these things mean.
But so I'm on a walk the other day, and I see this guy. He's like, I don't know. I mean, let's call it like 50 yards in front of me. So twists and turns, and sometimes I see him, and sometimes I don't. We're walking at pretty much the same clip, only he's got a dog, a huge dog, like a Great Dane type dog, a large dog. And then all of a sudden I pull up on the guy because he's slowed down. He stopped and the dog is shitting. But I see him slyly looking back. Is anybody watching me? Do I have to clean it up? First of all, your dog just literally left a mountain of shit on a walking path. Yeah, second of all, I don't see a bag anywhere in your hand. I can understand. Sometimes you run out of bag. Sometimes we run out of diapers. Like, I get it 100%. I understand the situation that you're in. But really, if you have a Great Dane and you're walking that dog,
you beat your prepared.
You bring one of those hefty hefties. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you do. And then if you have to leave it in my trash can out in front of my house,
Febreze scented trash bag.
No, don't forget about the Febreze. Forget about Febreze. Don't worry about that. I'm against Febreze. I'm anti Febreze.
No, a Febreze scented.
Oh, Febreze scented
bag.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess if you're on a walk, then I do.
And you're gonna leave it.
Yeah, if you're gonna leave it, I'd rather you. Put it in a Febreze scented bag. But I see these people like sneakily looking. And then if you happen to be walking up on them, all of a sudden they have a bag in their pocket. Good job. Sit, boo boo, sit. Come on, guys. If you're going to go through the process of allowing your dog to shit and then picking it up with a plastic bag, carry that plastic bag like I have a million times in my life. and put it in a the next trash can you see. That's even right. If that trash can happens to not be your trash can. I one time was walking Nico, and you know, Nico always found a way to shit at the worst possible moment. He did.
What are you talking about that?
One time every time I took that kid into PetSmart.
Yes, that's right.
He would just like, he'd waddle down the aisle. And one time he had explosive diarrhea,
oh,
like
God.
Just everywhere the second he walked in.
Oh, no.
He literally shit outside. Then he shit at the front door. I cleaned both of those up. Then when we got in and we were waiting to be seen by the hair cutter or the groomer, he just had explosive diarrhea everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God, Nico. So I'm like, you have like a cleaning station or something so I can, you know, mop it up? And the lady was like, I assume what the lady would say is, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. We got you covered. But no, what she said was, at the back of the store, there's a cleaning station.
Yes.
So I had to drag both dogs to the back of the store. I had to like hold people off. There's a cat that's like licking the dog shit and the lady's looking at me weird. And I'm like, oh my God, what a hot mess. Nico. Poor Nico. I mean, he just couldn't hold himself. He just couldn't do it. He shit so many times in the car. He would have shit all over his ass and he'd be walking around sitting on things. Ugh. Poor Nico. Anyway, I'm walking him in the neighborhood next to mine, and, you know, he stops to poop. So I pick up the poop, and then a couple doors down, there's a trash can sitting outside for trash day. So the trash can is full. It's trash day because everyone else's trash is out there. So I open it up, and I put the in there.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. The trash had not come yet, right?
No, the trash had not come. It was full. It was full to the top, right? It was bagged appropriately, bagged and tagged. There was no poop getting loose. Excuse me! Oh, shit. Yes! You cannot use somebody else's trash can! Well, I don't care! Take that back! Take it back? Where do you want me to take it? What?
No,
really?
I
pay for the trash services, not you! Okay, lady, you're gonna be like that. You're the reason why this country is fucked up!
Yeah.
What does it matter?
If I see somebody putting trash, we now live in a house. Before we lived in the loft apartments, and
yeah.
Now we live in a house and we have the cans. We have the recycling and we have the trash.
Yep.
And if trash has not been picked up yet, and I see somebody, like if the trash has already been picked up and I haven't come out to get the can, don't put shit in there. But if the trash is still there.
I get the thinking, the line of thinking. But
I don't think I would actually say anything.
Yeah, of course
to
you wouldn't. I've seen at least, in my time here, I've seen at least five or six people put their dog shit in my trash can in a bag.
I guess it doesn't matter.
And I've seen people put trash in my trash can, like literally a trash that they had in their hand.
I would rather see it go into a can.
Yes, I would.
Versus leaving it out.
How much am I possibly.
Or not picking it up.
Or not picking it up. That's right. So I'm just sharing that. I don't know what's gone on in this fucking world that people are losing their ever-loving minds, but people are losing their ever-loving minds. It's, how can you not just take the bag with you? There's a trash, by the way, there is a trash can every 100 yards on that trail. It's not like there's no trash can around.
Yeah.
There's a public trash can every 100 feet, and it's all filled with dog shit. They even have the dog shit stations.
They do.
But I refuse to open one of those dog shit stations.
It smells like, really
no,
bad.
No, 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 no.
I've done it before.
Yeah,
it smells
I'm not
really
doing
bad.
That. Because some people have the gloves and then they take it and just throw the shit in there, and it's like, oh my God, you're disgusting.
Oh! Some people don't put it in a bag.
They don't even put it in a bag. They have the glove, they pick it up, and then they just. Take the whole glove and just throw it in there. Yeah, it's gross. It's gross. Or
like a surgical glove?
Yes. Not like a surgical glove, like one of those cheap plastic gloves, like a cooking glove or almost, you know, like one of those disposable cooking gloves
that
cooks
use.
Yeah. Or what they'll do is they'll take the bag, they'll put their hand in it, pick up the poop, and then just throw the bag and then just take off.
Oh, no.
It's like, come on.
Off.
Yeah. Let's put it all together here, guys. Here's what the treaty is.
You have a dog, first off.
Yes. You have a dog.
You signed up for this.
Your fucking responsibility. Yep. Not mine. It's not my responsibility to worry about your dog's poop. Because you know what I'll do every once in a blue moon? I know this sounds like very, I know I sound very high and mighty here. I'll just share this with you. Brian's perfect. I don't think so. Let me tell you. Every once in a while. I get it. We have those, you know, bags from the grocery store, the plastic bags like everybody does. Every once in a while, I'll throw a couple in my trunk. And after I finish my run or my walk, you know what I'll do? I'll take one of those bags and I'll just spend an extra 10 minutes around the park just like picking up stuff.
What?
I know I look like
that
a crazy person to everybody.
Nice of you.
I
always try and pick up trash too.
Yeah, I don't take credit for this because I actually saw another lady doing this many years ago. And I thought to myself, Wow, I feel completely insufficient as a human being because this lady's actually taking the time to clean up the place she enjoys.
Yeah.
Right? Who else is going to do it? No one. That's the answer. So we have to do it because if we don't take responsibility for us, then no one else is going to do it for us. And this, trust me, this is not a theme I've adhered to my entire life. I have been a pretty big asshole most of my life. The one good thing I have done is actually pick up somebody else's trash
You're
and put it in
bed. You're slightly redeeming yourself.
I'm trying to get a little, yeah, a couple of karma marks, yeah, so yeah, that, you know, when I'm slowly rotting in hell, maybe they'll give me a glass of water.
Not as hot.
Yeah, they'll give me a glass of water every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Turn down the flame
That's
a little bit.
Right. I was reading the interesting article. What generation do you consider yourself? Well, I guess me too.
Yeah, so
we Gen X,
I think.
Yeah, we're Gen X.
Right?
Yeah, Gen X.
Yeah.
So we're Gen X, and then there's Gen Z, who's behind us. And I think that's people who were born like 1992 to 2000 or something like that. 1997 to 2012 is Gen Z, right?
Well,
so the millennials or something like that. Okay. I don't know.
Wait, X, Y. Then there's Y.
Gen Y.
Gen Y is after us,
yeah,
I think.
Okay. So this is Gen Z they're talking about. Okay. So Gen Z, Gen Z, 1997 to 2012. You're born in that range. There is a phenomenon that is happening, and scientists are getting a little bit concerned about this. And this is my favorite topic, so I just love digging into this stuff. These kids are not, I say kids because they're a little bit younger than us, but these people are not having sex.
And we've talked about this.
They call them Puritans. Mm. So kids that are turning into teenagers now, they call them, instead of Puritans, Puritans. And there are many people that are identifying this way because it's too hard, they're not interested, or...
Well, if anything, we saw on that dating show that we just did the other day.
God damn,
what was
dude.
It? Cut? The
yeah,
cut?
Yeah, the cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want to have sex with any of those people?
You wouldn't. Even if I found your extremely big lips and your huge
fake
tits.
And they're
tits.
Not drinking either. And
yeah,
so
they're not drinking. All they're doing is ketamine and gaming, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. They're writing their term papers with AI, getting high on legal amphetamines and magic mushrooms, and then ignoring everything else in life. And I am just like mortified. And here's why I'm mortified. Because sex is awesome. You should be having sex.
You should be. But also, too, there's a thing about overpopulation. Remember the overpopulation
They're
much?
So concerned. Overpopulation much, bro. Well, here's the thing. I get it and totally understand it. And I also have my own concerns. And since I have 12 children, I'm no one to speak about overpopulation. But here's the reverse of overpopulation is underpopulation, a negative birth rate. I'm not saying you should have sex while you have children. I don't give a shit if you have kids. That's not what it's about. And I understand you're concerned about overpopulation. There are ways to actually control that. And now, just to throw this out there, I also do understand that there is a whole new wrench in the fabric of sex for women in this country that you could literally be tied to a child and have no choice about it for the rest of your life. So I get that there's a little extra like scared going on in this, but let's not even assume that we're having sex for pregnancy or that you don't get pregnant. What I'm like,
just almost, for pleasure,
not even for pleasure, just so you understand what it's like to connect with another human being in that way, no matter who or what you like to have sex with. Like, you intimacy is such a, it's a way to learn and it's a way to get involved in it, and you bust a nut, and you bust a nut. I mean, what could be better than that?
Yeah.
And now they don't want to have sex. They went from, you know, the purity pledges back in when we were kids.
But they want to just show everything, though. No, I'm not saying they. This could be anybody. But social media, you show it all.
Well, yeah. Why not show your nipples with a wonderful verbiage,
quote.
Yeah, quote about overpopulation, but you don't want to actually
yeah,
be
can't
out there
touch
and have
this,
sex.
Though.
Now, listen. It's complicated, and I know it's complicated.
It is.
And I know it's complicated because I have friends that are a little bit younger than me that are single, and they, I guess they would be considered not Gen Z, but maybe Gen Y, but they also are like, whatever, they're not interested in it. Just not, I don't even care. I don't want to go through the effort. I don't want to go through the trouble. I don't want to be rejected. No one wants to be rejected. And no one wants to be rejected. But intimacy is such a huge part of how I learned to be the asshat that I am today. And if you can't follow in those footsteps, then where are the next Brian Greens? Where are the next series of Brian Greens that are going to sit here and be like the old man neighbor who just yells at you the entire time? Who's going to do that next?
Get your dog poop.
Get your dog poop off my lawn. Walk on the right side of the road. Stop honking at me. Move. Sit down on the airplane. What are you doing? People must have this impression of me. That's probably correct. That I see, I use my inside voice here on the outside, but then when I'm out in public, I don't.
I feel like they're the same.
Yes. Yeah. I don't actually say these words out there. I'm too scared to. I'm afraid I'll get shot.
Right, but we're just talking amongst friends.
We're just talking about. But this Puritan thing reminded me of an episode that we had done, but we had had to can because of some audio issues. There is the wildest dating show out there, and I just have a hard time wrapping my head around who greenlit this in the first place.
I want to meet them.
But I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Pimple Popper. Dr. Pimple Popper, who I know, the person who actually helped greenlight this, and I forever curse her because I hate that show, and I hate the commercials for that show, and they come out without warning, and it sucks because then all of a sudden you have disturbing images in your head right before you're about to eat. But Naked Attraction is a show that mainly airs in Europe. And I told this story, but since you never heard the episode, I have to tell it again. But
yes.
One time I got stuck in a hotel room during a snowstorm in Dublin. I thought it always snowed in Dublin. Apparently it never snows in Dublin, except for the time that I went to Dublin when we got over 15 inches of snow in a little under 24 hours. And I got stuck literally in a hotel room for 5 days with my wife and some of her friends, just sitting around ordering room service and watching television. I stumbled upon, which sounds like heaven right now, actually.
I'd love to do. Pillow party.
Yeah, pillow party. When's the next snowstorm in Dublin? I'd love to go. This is before I had children.
Yeah. This is why you had children.
Well, Astrid was pregnant
hold
at this
up.
Time.
Yeah, hold up in the room.
That's right. I got a pregnant wife, and I'm sitting in the other room watching Naked Attraction. While she's mingling with her friends, I'm like, check it out. There's a labia, babe. Naked Attraction is a show that mainly airs in Europe. I think it only airs in Europe. But I turn on the local Irish station, which I think is carrying BBC or ITV or one of them. And it's the middle of the fucking afternoon. Everyone is home from school in Dublin. There are no businesses currently operating. There is no one on the street. And
it's like Judge Judy time.
Yes, it's Judge Judy time here in the United States. But instead of Judge Judy, they are running Naked Attraction.
Yeah.
Here's the premise of the show. The premise of the show is this. One single human being, man or woman, or someone that's trans, they've had trans people on there too, gets invited to come up, and they are the person that's going to be matched with one of six people who are standing on stage. Those six people are behind a screen. The screen is backlit, so you can see the silhouette of their body, and they are clearly naked. And
like completely nude.
Naked, yet not an earrings. That's the only thing they can wear is earrings.
Their tattoos and their earrings.
Earrings, tattoos, and maybe a little bit of makeup. And so what happens is the host of the show will guide the single person through a conversation while the screen slowly lifts from foot to head, revealing every inch of their body. Labia, nutsack, circumcision, no circumcision, it doesn't matter.
Boobs, back fat,
Everything.
And just everything.
Finally they get to the
face.
And
they dissect it live.
Inch
together.
By inch. Yes. Inch by inch.
Do you like saggy balls? I think that I do like saggy balls. Okay, there. What do you think about the length of this? What do you think about the hair that's around the genitalia area? What do you think about?
Exactly.
The belly button.
Yeah. Do you labia or small labia? Do you like a
tuck? Do you like a lip?
Yeah. What do they call the vagina? The
vulva.
Gash.
Of the gash.
Gash. Do you like a tight gash or do you like a wild gash? A tight gash or a wild gash.
Right. Do you like hair everywhere or no hair?
Or no hair anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild.
It's wild. It's wild.
It's like cringy and at the same time fascinating.
Yes. And I have no idea how this is going to all play out on our YouTube channel. So you may not be able to see it. You might be able to see it. We'll give it a go. Morgan's going to have to do some
things. She's going to get creative.
Yeah, she's going to get real creative here. But I don't know. Maybe we just let it run as it is and see if it's taken as intended, because I actually found this on YouTube.
Well, true.
And it was completely uncensored. So. And I guess because it's not of like a sexualized nature, they're not like, you know, having sex.
I want to have sex with these people though.
Yeah. I don't know that I could, I would ever trust myself to be naked behind a screen. It's not that I'm like 13 and just get random boners at random times,
but
sometimes it
TV
does happen.
And you know, what about, First of all, they use people's full names. It seems like real.
Yeah, people know who you are. You're in the
your
neighborhood.
Worker,
yeah, your coworkers, your mom, your dad.
Hey, I saw you on Naked Attraction the other night.
Hey,
your boobs are different than I thought they were.
Listen, so sorry about your wrinkly balls.
Yes,
I think you would have won had you not had wrinkly balls.
I didn't realize you looked like that with no clothes on.
Wow, you are uncircumcised. That is a big dick you have.
Yeah.
So this whole thing just blows my mind.
Yes.
Because it's a popular show, and when you go on it, you know that other people in your neighborhood, in your circle, are going to see this.
Because they show your face in the end.
They show your face. Listen, Ireland's not that big. It's not got that many people living on it. You know what I'm saying? And so...
And then the person who's doing the dissecting, if you will, or looking for their match, then as a finale, they come out naked.
Oh, yeah. The single person. By the way, everybody gets naked eventually. Yes, that's the best way to explain it. Everybody eventually is nude in front of each
other.
Except
the host.
Except the host. And listen, if I am part of this, I am so, like, who wants to see my micropenis anyway? But then I'm so afraid of shrinkage. Like, is it cold or warm in the studio? How are they handling all that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But we're all going to find out together in probably one of the most controversial episodes of the commercial break, at least visually. We are going to break down an episode of Dating Naked. Naked Attraction, excuse me. Dating Naked is another show that aired here in the United States but was censored. So... Okay, let's go through it together. You want to do it?
Yes, let's do it.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire, as they say.
Hey, yeah, excuse me. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I'm just kidding. It's me, Christina, producer for the commercial break. And I just wanted to interrupt for a quick sec to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is the place to go to find all of our audio and video. And of course, to beg you to go to Apple and leave us a positive review. Positive. And if you go to tcbpodcast.com, you can get a free What Would Frankie Do sticker. Just go to the website, click Contact Us, tell us you want a sticker, and give us your physical address, and we're in business, baby. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383, and give us your questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas, please. Add us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Brian's really trying to keep up with the youths, so give us a follow. You know you wanna. If you're into videos, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and see fully edited episodes the same day they air over here. As always, please support our sponsors by going to their websites and buying their products. And don't forget to use our specialized URLs, because that's how we keep things moving here at TCB. So let's listen to those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Nutrafol. We just did a Frankie B episode about hair loss and hair thinning and all the crazy things and drama he's going through. But hair thinning is not just a Frankie B problem. It will actually affect over half of us throughout our lifetimes. And it's not only common, it's actually pretty normal. But now we can join thousands of people and Frankie's hair follicles who are standing up for their strands using Nutrafol. I'm actually experiencing a little bit of this on top of my own noggin. And I often wonder, is the stress causing the thinning or is it the other way around? But Nutrafol addresses key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. And that's why so many people are doing something about their hair thinning and hair loss with Nutrafol. Thinning hair happens to both men and women. And Nutrafol has multiple unique formulas to provide exactly what your body needs to grow hair based on biology, age, and other lifestyle factors. So everyone, it's time to take the first step toward visibly thicker and healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the code TCB. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TCB. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TCB. Address your thinning hair at the root cause. Let Nutrafol help you. Nutrafol.com, using the promo code TCB. And thanks to Nutrafol for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And finally, we get to the much ballyhooed Naked Attraction. We've talked about it for weeks out here.
I had to show it to Jeff. Jeff was like, what?
Yeah, Esther doesn't even want to know. Well, she saw it in Ireland. Because I was watching it late at night. And she'd be sleeping, poor pregnant lady.
Wake up to sleeping you watching.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. That's a hell of a labia that girl has. What?
I can't believe he got me pregnant. We're fucked.
A minute now.
I'm glad there's no way out.
Okay.
Welcome back to Naked Attraction. And if you apply to be on the show, don't worry. You will be getting a call back. Especially you, Ivor Biggin.
Especially you, you biggin. Oh, they're looking for big dicks. That's what they're looking for. I love it. If you've applied for the show, we will get back to you because there aren't many people
who would go on.
Yeah, that's
show.
Right. She's literally talking to someone. They're trying to garner interest.
Mm-hmm. Inside each of these six pods, I've lined up a naked singleton. Only one of them will be picked to go on a date, but who's doing the choosing this time?
My name's Jamie. I'm 20 and I'm a plumber from Swansea. So I've been single now for...
He's a plumber from Swansea.
He's 20.
He's a child.
Yeah.
He's a child. Mm-hmm. He's going to regret this so much. Or maybe not. Maybe we're just all bound to be naked on the internet at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'd say coming up 2 years when I'm in work, I get flirted with a lot.
Mr. Lover, Lover, Lover.
But I just back up.
Mr. Lover, Lover. Who's hot? Who's not? Get your chop on the block. He likes older women. This guy's a plumber. He's a handsome guy. He's 20 years old. He's a plumber, and they have a little little intro for him, and he's underneath a sink. Fixing something, and then some old lady comes up and smacks his ass. But she's old. I mean, she is old.
Wait, old age pensioners. Because they're older, they seem like they can get away with a lot of things. To be fair, they do as well.
To be fair, you have no fucking clue what you're talking about. You are still at the age where you're scared of pussy. How do I know that? Because I'm still at the age where I'm scared of pussy.
Wait. I have to say, how did they... Because that was a little stage video.
A woman in a full dominatrix outfit.
She was 80.
Yeah.
And, when chains and whips
and chains and all that stuff.
All right. Yeah. That was funny to film.
To each their own. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But
looking for grandma willing to wear leather on national television in front of your grandchildren.
I do miss being in a relationship. My mother tries to help me a lot with dating, but she's a nightmare, though.
Well, I gotta say, his mother's hot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, his mother looks like...
She could be on Dated Naked.
She could be the girlfriend.
Naked Attraction. Yeah, it's a little weird. Anytime you get mom involved in your dating situation, it's bound to go south.
On the Naked Show?
On the Naked Show? That's what she suggested? I love your dick. Go show it on TV.
It's a beautiful dick.
Auntie Pam really wants to see your balls on TV.
I know.
Hey, everybody.
Don't forget to watch Naked Attraction.
Hey, Pam. Hey, Auntie Pam. It's me. Just remember, Johnny's balls are going to be on Naked Attraction tonight. Everybody's going to tune in. Tell Grandma.
Everybody watch.
Oh, Grandma already knows. She played the woman in leather.
Is no one good enough for a golden boy? I think I'm ready to find love, if love is ready to find me.
You've been reading too many Instagram posts, bro. I think I'm ready to find love, if love is ready to find me.
Yep.
Come in!
Why do they have the doorbell?
Because they're trying to make it seem like he's a plumber and he's coming to fix something. So stupid. Just get to the balls. That's all we care about.
Fix your pipework.
You put that tool away, young man. It's them nuts that need tightening. Jamie! How is a handsome hottie like you single?
Being too kind to her now. My love life's down the toilet, but I'm ready to plunge myself into the deep end.
I love it.
The thing is, my mother helps me out a lot, right? And she's always over my shoulder.
We need subtitles.
I know. Now I'm afraid that anybody listening is not going to understand what he's saying. At least the host speaks not a very a Hackney accent.
I'm on Tinder, swiping left.
So you've got to stand on your own two feet, look for the girl that you want.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
I've got to stand on my 3 feet. That's right, my 3 legs. I'm standing on my own 3 legs.
I can't wait.
Okay, in front of you, you can see 6 coloured pods. Inside each of them is a gorgeous naked lady just for you.
Each of them has a physical attribute that you have said you find attractive. We're going
and
to...
here we go, right into the pussies.
Oh my God, oh my God. Oh
right
my
into
God,
the gash. Oh get right into the gash. Literally, they're just showing like bodies rotating, but they are so close up. It is so close.
It's stomach down.
Yeah.
And they are so close.
They are so close. They are within
examination.
A foot or two. Yeah, it is. It's a vaginal examination. Now, I picked a guy with girls, but this happens the other way around too.
Yes.
I just didn't know how much I could talk. Like, how much could I say about a wrinkly dick?
Reveal them to you bit by bit. All you have to do is whittle them down from 6 to 1 based on naked attraction alone.
I think that's something I could do.
Got it?
Well, I think that's something
based
I could do.
Based on their body alone.
I'm not sure if this is just the worst thing in the world or the best thing in the world. I can't decide.
I
flip and I flop back and forth.
It's a push and pull.
It is. It's like, this is exactly what's wrong with dating. We need to get away from looking at people's bodies and then making a decision about it. And then the other part of me says, well, if I knew what I was getting in bed to in the first place, maybe I just would have never gone there. Like, there are personal, we have personal preferences, right? There are things that we like and don't like about bodies. And I've found in life that my body is mostly disliked, but there's at least one person that fell for it.
Let's crack on. Can we please reveal the bottom half of the girls?
Boom, boom, boom. Vagina's coming. Here's the gash. The gash you asked for.
There we are.
There we are.
There she is. Come to papa. Well, we have all different body shapes, sizes, and colors, just letting you know. We have big, we have small, we have skinny, we have larger, we have labias that are
black,
out,
white,
labias that are in.
Yep.
Yeah, black, white, green, and different.
Pierced, yeah. Tattooed.
I got to give them that. They have a good subsection.
Wide variety.
It's not all hot models, mainly because hot models decided they could get paid for this.
Yeah, exactly.
On Patreon. So they decided not to do it. It's so hard to watch with a straight face. I mean, there is just so much vagina happening on the screen right now.
Oh my God.
And it's completely clinical. It's completely clinical. This is not a show you go whack off to. This is like very clinical. Yeah. So, and just to share with you, there are 6 vaginas that are currently presented on stage. Only
vulvas.
One of them has any hair, vulvas, and only one of them has any hair whatsoever, and she's got quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Well, I think there might be 2.
Maybe 2. Oh, there's a little landing strip on the left there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Over the green, boy. It's some serious hips going on, boy. I do like a good minge, nice and neat. You know what I mean?
Minge. Minge is what they say. They also use gash, but minge is what they say. I do like a minge, nice and neat.
Oh, my God.
A minge. Where did you come up with that word, minge?
I don't know.
Sounds like a creature that, like, walks around the Sherwood Forest. A minge.
It was tucked up.
Yeah, just tucked in, you know, but it's a good minge.
Do you like a curvy girl, then?
I do. You know what I mean? Them hips ain't lying, so.
Well, exactly.
I'm jumping across, I am.
Over
now,
to orange.
I'm jumping across, I am. Why do British people talk like that? Why do they talk in the third person? But in the first third person. Yes. Jumping across, I am.
The hair's pulling me off slightly.
Okay.
That hair looks not real.
It does look like a merkin. It's not a merkin, but it looks like a merkin, doesn't it? I just think that's, she's just, it's overgrown a little bit.
A little.
A lot. Okay, a lot.
Oh my God.
There's not been much maintenance down there in a long time, but you can see because the hair goes up and down the thighs, right? I can't even believe we're talking about this right now. Look at the camera angle. There it is, just a big hairy vagina right there.
Oh my God.
And I was going down on a girl.
Yeah.
With poops. Next thing you know, I got poop coming out my mouth.
So there was a poop?
A poop.
There's a poop.
Poop.
It's a poop.
In the teeth.
There's a poop in my minge, right next to my gash.
In my brace.
I'm loving the poop.
Did he say in his braces?
He said he had braces once and a poop got in his braces. First of all, let's not call it poop. Pube is already disgusting enough as a word.
Yes.
Red. Nice minge. simple facts you go by in life. White toenails, white nails.
Chrissy is nodding her head right now. I just want everyone to know that. I want to give you a little color commentary. When he said that's a nice pussy, she nodded her head. Well, it is. It is. It is. It's nice and neat. It's all cleaned up. But I do not like 100% bald. It's not my favorite version.
About this. Yeah. No.
Good mention.
Okay, that's all you need.
Just, you know, you read off of nails, you know, well kept. Right, we'll go over to pink.
I was thinking maybe like her polish color more.
Her nail polish color?
I like the white.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I'm like a French manicure. Yeah, like, I know, me too. I'm like, oh my God, they have friends and family.
Yes, no,
they just saw a 1 foot close-up shot of your veg.
And they're dissecting it.
He's talking about it. Yeah.
And the host is prompting him.
That's the whole point of the show.
Do you like this guy?
Do you like it tucked in? Do you like it way out? Oh.
I work a lot with that. I can do a lot of things. Although I do like...
He's like bending over to look at it closer.
No, I know.
He's getting right up in there. He's like, oh, I do like a little this. I like a little that.
He said, I could do a lot with that.
You could do a lot with that. You're 20. I argue with you a little bit.
The nice thigh you got. Otherwise, it's a suffocation zone, that is.
But I mean, look, once you get to the top of the thighs, there's the prize.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Once you get to the top of the thighs, there's the prize. What may make you cringe is your new favorite minge. You know what I'm saying?
We're going yellow.
Who ha, who not? Got a minge on the block.
Thigh gap. That's not a suffocation zone, Jamie.
It's not. It's tucked in nice and neat. Yeah, I like a lot of yellow.
Suffocation zone? Like, what?
He's worried that people who don't have a thigh gap are going to suffocate him.
Okay.
Which is completely ridiculous.
That's what a 20-year-old
completely ridiculous. But this is a show where other people find a date based on their vagina or their penis. Yes. So what am I saying? What else do you what other kind of commentary would you expect when no one else is talking? You're just tell us how you feel about this.
Oh, blue. No pubes, no thigh gap either.
Beautiful curvy girl.
Very nice.
Which is what you like. Give us a spin, blue.
Very nice. That's what I'm looking for. I don't like the thigh gap, but the literal gut hanging over her vagina is perfectly fine with me. It's unbelievable, this guy.
And then they make them turn.
Yeah, they make them. Now they're turning for the butt. Mm-hmm. And this girl has really long hair.
Yeah,
it's all the way down to her butt.
I would be.
That wouldn't be for me either. I'd be like, no.
Elena.
Oh yes.
I mean,
so Jamie. It's decision time. Which pod do you want to say goodbye to?
It's tough.
It must be tough to pick out a vagina that you like, Jamie. Come on, man. It's tough.
I think...
fascinating.
I think I'm gonna get rid of
it's completely fascinating.
I mean, as a woman, it's fascinating to see all of this.
It's fascinating for me.
As a man,
to look at all these vaginas here on the commercial
break.
Same
when they do the
penises.
The penises.
I agree with you. It's fascinating because they're all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, because the only time you're really going to see something like this is when you're involved.
Making love. Yeah, when you're about to get it on. Yeah.
Not when you're looking at it on a TV show.
Yeah. The only time I've ever seen a vagina, it was when someone is about to regret the decision they're about to make. It's not me.
Right. Or porn, but that's different.
Porn. Yeah. I don't want that.
Blue.
Getting rid of blue.
Why blue?
And it's a tiger.
So, Jamie, you are saying goodbye to blue, and she is Rachel. She's 24.
So now
she's a cleaner.
They
pull up the whole thing, and it shows the whole rest of the body.
Yeah,
boobs, and then head.
Yeah, when he decides which one he doesn't want to be with, then the screen comes up fully.
And then what happens is that they spin around a circular podium thing.
Oh, yeah.
And become clothed.
It
shows them clothed.
Yeah,
Pembroke.
And she's actually a hottie.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's a hottie. She's a bigger girl, but she's a hottie.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Come and say hi.
Oh, I'll hear it.
Would you have liked to have seen?
They have to walk down naked to say hello to the guy that just rejected them for their body.
Not only do you have to suffer the indignity of being having your vag shown first on national television, but then when you get kicked off, they have to show your whole body, and then you have to walk around the stage
and
naked.
Say hello.
Yeah,
to
say hello.
The host and the person.
At least he didn't go in for the hug. You know what I'm saying?
Plunger.
I would have. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, my love. See you later.
Jamie wanted a thigh gap, but there's one very easy way to make a gap between my thighs.
Yes.
I love when the producers write jokes for people.
We're going to see the middle part of the bodies now, Jamie. What do you like?
Now we're going to see your stomach. Oh, my God.
Your
I would never do this.
Chest.
Never do this. I way too. It's not that I'm insecure. At my age, I know I got what I got and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with.
Right.
But still, the
cards have been dealt.
The cards have been dealt. Brian is not getting a new hand. What can I do with five of the Joker cards? Not the kind you play, but the decorative kind they give you inside of the card package that no one uses.
It's just sort of a hand size. That's what I'm hoped for. Plenty to play with.
Can we please reveal at hands?
Yeah.
That's what he's focused on.
He wants handfuls of tits. That's what he's saying.
Oh,
he wants handfuls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The middle part of the girls.
Well, now you got five minges and 10 tits. God. Boom, boom, boom. Here come the tits.
Okay. I'm not seeing any red flags.
You're not seeing any red flags. What is a red flag? One nipple between the two breasts?
I don't know what a red flag would be.
You're 20. You should be so happy that any of these women are standing in front of you naked right now.
Right, I want to go green. Straight away, I notice nipple piercings.
Oh, right.
8 out of 10 times, you're going to be a freak in a bedroom. That's the way I see it.
Just so, 8 out of 10 times?
Yeah, have you ever even met 10 women with nipple piercings? Come on, Jamie.
Ah, look at that. Filthy.
Tell me, when you're at work... Come on, you've got to get hiss on. Sure, you're a plumber.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, plenty.
And do you ever go there?
Oh, no, I can't go there. They're all OAPs. Ah, never be for an older woman in work.
OAP.
OAP.
I don't know what that means.
Older ass person? Old ass person? It's an old ass person. Are we OAPs? I'm changing the name of the commercial break to OAP. Instead of TCB, it's going to be OAP. I want you to start writing that in the reviews. Leave me a first person to leave me a review with the... With the tagline at the end of it, OAP gets a, I don't know,
a prize.
An extra, what would you do? What would Frankie do sticker?
Oh, come on.
Mammy didn't raise a quit. It happened once. That was it.
Your Honor.
She was 65. Yeah.
65? Yeah. What was she like? Was she any good?
Better than half a bit. She acted Swansea. It was
what?
Good.
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know what he's saying.
I
it's
think
a little
he said
hard.
That. Good.
Yeah.
She
said
was
good.
Really good.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was good sex. Everything's about experience.
Can I just say?
There we are. Yellow.
Is that a handful?
It's probably just under a handful. Yellow. Will you give me a spin, please?
A spin.
See the way she spun about then? It's sexy. It's naughty.
It's naughty. It's naughty. You see the way she spun there? It's naughty. She literally turned her body around.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, too? You've got to, like, at least give a shake.
I mean, yeah, of course, you're going to give a shake. That's the nature of the show. You're trying to get a date. You have no idea what he looks like, either.
True.
He could be fucking, you know, I don't know. He could be Brad Pitt or Kurt Hammett. Kirk Hammett from Metallica. I don't know.
It's an athletic mid-part. All right, we'll go over to pink.
What do you think of the boobs?
It looks like one tit's bigger than the other.
That's normal.
I know.
Every woman's got one slightly bigger than the other.
I will bite the tit.
You will bite the tit?
I will bite the tit.
Okay.
We'll go over to red.
Mommy issues?
Yeah, mommy issues much.
I will bite
a tit. I will slap your minge. I will try and get back in from where I came.
Yeah. Whoa.
This is why 20-year-olds probably are not the best gauges of this.
I'm impressed. Them nipples. Yeah. I will chew them nipples
you
off.
You will chew those
nipples. I will chew those nipples off right before I bury you in my backyard.
Is there a way for the women to back out?
Like, yeah, right? I would be like,
I'm good.
Minge or no minge, use the footage, I'm out. Yeah. I don't want someone chewing my breast off. That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great to just play with.
Jamie, it's decision time. One of these bods is going to be binned.
It's tough for getting mine.
I think they need to have music that's more like funny. Like da 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 da. I used to have that music in this board. I wish I still had it.
Like the circus music?
Yeah, like there's circus music out there or something. I don't think I have it. But
yeah.
Minge. Nipple piercings. Chewing your breast off. Pink. Pink's
why
gone.
Pink?
Personally, I like a more athletic torso.
So, Jamie, you're saying goodbye to Summer. She's 19. She's a student from Dorset. Summer popped
she's
down.
She's beautiful, too.
They're all beautiful in their
yeah,
own
they
way.
Are.
Yeah.
Join us.
How are we, Summer, darling? You're
good, thanks.
Do you think he's fit?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's flushed you. Down the U-bound.
He just rejected me.
I know.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. I would have been like, nope.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm not bothered that I'm not going on a date with Jamie. I guess I'm just going to have to find a plunger elsewhere.
Did she say I'm going to have to find a plunger elsewhere?
Oh, the plumber. You know, plunger, plumber.
Oh, got it. Thank God someone's paying attention.
Coming up, Jamie bears all before choosing who to date.
Oh, well, look God. At you.
Oh, yeah, he's coming out naked next.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Youngin.
Earlier, plumber Jamie whittled six potential dates down to four based solely on naked attraction. He can only choose one girl to take on a date. So who will he lose next?
This is going to be rough round this is.
So, Jamie, before we carry on, why are you here? You're a good-looking fella.
Love life's been flushed down the drain.
No.
My mother helps me out a lot. I'll be sitting there on Tinder.
Maybe that's why your love life is down the drain.
Yeah,
because you're vibing your mother.
Here's a message
you.
To all the Puritans out there. Don't take dating advice from your mother. You gotta get out there on your own. Moms can do a lot for you.
Yes.
Of course. Right?
Their and they mothers. Can be kind of the, you know, final decision. Maybe you're like, they can weigh in.
They should be good sounding boards.
But to like actually help date.
You got
to
be your own man.
Yeah.
You got to make your own decisions. You got to pick your own minge in this life, as my mom used to say.
No, she didn't.
She actually kind of did, I think.
I don't think she used minge.
No, she didn't use the word minge. But I'm now British, so I'm using the terminology.
Swiping through next, and I'll show my shoulder. No. Back up. Let me take control of my life, and then hopefully lead to love.
All right. In this next round, this is where
she didn't understand a word he said either. She's like, all right, let's move on.
All right.
Whatever the fuck you just said.
Get to see the girls' faces. Don't forget, they can also see you. Can we please reveal the girls' faces?
This is where they do like a dog breeder type thing where they examine their teeth.
Can I look inside your ears?
Yeah.
A lot of wax build up in there. I'm not into
smile.
That. This music's driving me crazy. It's completely not with the attitude of the show.
No.
How are we, green, all right? Big old smile. I do like blue eyes.
I think she's got brown eyes.
No, I know why. I'm just saying I like blue eyes.
Look at her. I do like blue eyes. She's got brown
eyes. I'm just saying. I like turtles. She's actually a human. I know. Just saying. I'm just mentioning that. I wanted to get that out there in case anybody has any turtles they want to give me. I'm colorblind, partially colorblind, like red green colorblind is what they call it, like on the spectrum of colorblindness. But so when I met Astrid, I'd be like, "You're my brown eyed girl." She was like, "I do not have brown eyes, Brian." And I was like, "Well, what color do you have?"
Those are my favorite.
I know. Those are my favorite. Whatever color. Those are my favorite.
I know, I like blue eyes, but eyes are eyes in the day. As long as you got two of them, I'm not bothered.
Well, there you go.
We'll go in line.
By the way, the girls cannot talk back to the guy. So
Yes. They can only do like thumbs up.
They can thumbs up, they can nod their head. Yeah. They can give hand motions.
They can't talk.
What's a big old smile?
Got a big old smile, gorgeous.
Like your hair as well. Something to pull on, innit? The hair's got to be pulled. You know, that's high up on the list.
The hair's got to be pulled?
Pulled.
Oh, he's pulling their hair. Biting their nipples.
And he doesn't want to get suffocated in between the thigh gap. This is someone who dissolves bodies in acid.
He's going to be on a Netflix.
That's right. So there's four women up there. Three white women, one black lady. They're all beautiful in their own way. I would pick the black woman. That would be my personal choice. But there's the next lady that he talks to. She has got to be a good 20 years older than him, at least. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Hop over to yellow.
What are you doing, right?
Beautiful smile.
It is. It is a good smile.
What are these eyes saying, Jamie?
Oh, I don't know, but they're talking to me.
These eyes are smiling. These eyes have never seen a little minge like yours before. Ooh, 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 ooh. Your tits are uneven. Your breasts are just sitting there sagging, waiting for my big teeth to munch. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Who's hot? Who's hot?
Who's hot? Who not? Drop a hot on the block. It's been 30 years, but I probably should learn that song. I used to know it.
We're going to play it.
I know.
Ben?
What do you think they're saying? Can you come around and fix my system?
Ha. No, but if you've got a damp patch, I'll fix it.
According
to a Tinder survey, women found electricians to be the most attractive tradespeople.
Everybody's taking a Tinder survey.
Because Tinder's where I want to get my information from. Yeah.
And whilst plumbers like Jamie came in third. And love with a labourer has gone even further. In a survey of over 500,000 tradesmen, 5,000 British plumbers admitted they'd accepted sex as payment for their plunging. Now that's a...
Jesus, 5,000 in the UK admitted having sex. Now, I have a family member who was like a guy who would go into people's houses and do stuff, right? Like a serviceman. And he said there was some...
A handyman,
but for a specific service. I don't want to give details away, but a serviceman, a man who services. And what he was servicing apparently was women, because he said that he told me some wild stories. Like one woman came down in like a see-through bra and panties, and she was like super hot. And she was like, "Oh, right over here. Let me make you some lemonade." And he was like, of course, she was either flaunting what she had, she was being a voyeur, or she wanted to have sex. But either way, I had to keep my eyes forward because, you know, he didn't want to get involved. But
why not?
Yeah, I got something to fall back on. I don't think, you know, Comcast would care if I was the Comcast man after the commercial break. What do they care?
For servicing.
Moving on to orange.
Glasses are sexy.
Are they?
Yeah, look like a slutty nurse or slutty teacher, something like that, you know.
Or maybe she's just short-sighted, Jamie. I mean, it might be that she needs them. I mean, Jamie, I'm thinking, you know.
A slutty nurse.
A slutty nurse? Why do you have to be a slutty nurse with glasses? What does that mean? I don't understand. She doesn't have any clothes on. She just looks like a nurse to you?
Skilled tradesman.
Aye.
Are you good with your hands?
Oh, I'm brilliant. These are my money makers.
Do you like a girl to be good with her hands?
I do.
What do you like them to do?
No.
Work a plunger?
I don't.
No. I hate a girl that's good with her hands. As a matter of fact, what I do is, you know those little mittens for kids that have no fingers? I put those on all of my dates. And I say, good luck.
That motion?
Oh, yeah, you're more of a tug and pull.
Well, ladies,
Don your rubber gloves.
Well, who wouldn't want a tug and pull?
And see if you can impress Jamie.
Oh, my God. This is like the ultimate embarrassment. They're now making the girls take a plunger, put on gloves, and rub it up and down. Like a
hand job. The kitchen gloves that are yellow.
Yeah.
Your plunging skills. Oh, Orange has done this before.
I can never get those gloves on, by the way. I was taking a
bath. Yellow's using it on herself.
Yellow's using it on herself.
Green's smashing it.
Yellow's giving us the X rating we've always been looking for. Oh my God, she's like sticking it in her ass.
Oh my God.
This is awful.
She's got
a... Looks like she's rolling away.
Who do you think could fix your blockage?
Yeah, Ella's doing stuff to herself. Like, I've not seen that before, so...
Oh, wow.
Roll the plunger.
It's decision time.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Why red?
He just looks so sad. I love smiling. That's one thing. Yeah, and that's just
he cut
what it was
red.
Like.
Yeah, he cut red. He cut the black girl.
She was the beautiful black woman.
Yeah, that would have been my choice right there. But whatever.
She wasn't smiley enough.
She wasn't smiley enough for him.
God.
I mean, how surface level, really, Jamie? You got to get to know someone
on this show.
On this show,
you're saying goodbye to Jessica. She's 25. She's a model. From Stoke-on-Trent, and come down here, Jessica. Hey.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, you?
Jessica, get yourself back to the Potteries.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Take care.
I'm not so bad that Jamie didn't pick me up for a date. I'll get somebody else to fix my pipes.
Now, look. This is the round where you get to hear them speak.
Now, look. Well, I've been looking the whole time.
We're going to get serious
Yeah,
here.
Now he's going to get naked.
Yeah.
Ladies, you've heard that Jamie is a bit of a mummy's boy. So to impress Jamie's mother, what would you say and why?
Okay, I'm going to skip this part and let's get to Jamie being naked because
yes.
I don't really care about their predetermined jokes here that they're about to do about plumbing and all this other bullshit. Let's get to Jamie going away and then getting naked. And then we'll take it from there. Okay, here he's releasing
just
one of these
like
girls.
Porn when you just skip.
I know. I just skipped through. I just want to get to the. I just want to get to the money shot. My money shot.
Hey. Goodbye to green.
He's cut green.
He cut green.
Oh come on! Why green?
I'm so sorry.
Was it the accent?
And the host of the show is acting as if he's not going to choose anybody. She's like, oh come on, green. Why green? The indignity. She has a perfectly lovely set of tits. Why not pick red? She's much uglier.
See, it's the accent.
This is Sophia. She's 24 and she's
he
a chef
like the
from Sutton.
She didn't like the accent. Talk about people throwing stones in glass houses.
Yeah. Can't understand
I can't understand a fucking word he's saying. But of course, I'm American, so.
Down, lady.
Come in, boy.
Oh,
he went in for the hug.
In. Sophia, I'm really sorry. It's just not going to be a date for you tonight.
That's fine, that's fine.
Off you go, my
good
darling.
Luck.
Take care of yourself.
See you later.
It's a shame a Welsh country boy can handle.
Yeah, here, let me.
They show their butt up close as they walk away.
Yeah, the girls are walking off stage, which just happens to every contestant,
crazy.
Men and women and whoever. They just follow the butt like a foot away. They're just following your ass the entire time. All the ugly and the, in some sense, this desensitizes your American mind that everything is supposed to be so perfect and airbrushed and, you know, porn-like and models
True.
And all this other stuff. But in another sense, it is really highlighting all the little things about yourself that you may not appreciate, that you say to yourself,
well,
that's not
like
airbrushed.
Especially when they get rejected.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, when they get rejected by Jamie the plumber, 20-year-old from Swansea.
This big city girl.
So next time these girls see you, it's with
clothes off. Ready?
Here he comes.
See you
here
later.
He comes.
Turn
him back
now, right?
Mommy didn't raise a quitter.
Is he circumcised or not?
Well, I think we'll have to... let's take a guess. Is he circumcised or not? We didn't get this far in the first episode that we did. So is he naked? Or I mean, is he circumcised or not circumcised? I'm going to say not circumcised.
I'm going to go circumcised.
You're going to say circumcised?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the only way you could go, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, I could have agreed with you, but he's so particular about things. I think he'd be probably particular about his dick.
Okay. Come on, sorry.
Get your plunger out. Oh, here he is.
Can't tell.
Well, look at you, young'un.
He is circumcised.
Yep, yep.
Yes. And he has got a fucking hog. I mean, a hog. Holy shit. No, okay. I take everything I said back about Jamie. Jamie, you're not at the age where you're scared of pussy.
No.
Pussy's scared of
He's
you.
He's been using that for a while.
Oh, my God.
What do you like about your body?
Oh, I like the cock.
Yeah,
I love my cock.
Just be honest.
That is a perfect piece of television. What is it you like about yourself? Oh, I like my cock.
I like my cock.
I would like my cock too if it was 10 inches long. Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's a great fella.
Like your bum.
It's a great fella.
It's a great fella. If I was married to this host, I'd be like, you have to quit your job. You have got to quit your job.
Oh, that was lovely.
Nice. Gorgeous body.
Cute butt, big dick.
Yeah.
Hard body. What not to like there?
I know.
I mean, honestly. But when you're 20, a lot of people look like that at 20. So, except for the big dick part.
He has really
showing it up close.
I know.
My
it is.
God,
they're in within inches. You and Jeff watched it.
I know, but it still is shocking.
It is shocking. It is shocking to see this kind of television. I gotta tell you. I see a lot of things on the internet because that's all I do all fucking day is look for content for the show.
As you
and
do.
I've seen so many dicks and so many vaginas and so much minge and so many breasts and all this other stuff. And it's still shocking to see this on national fucking television in the UK.
Right. That size is really neat.
So, Jamie, this is where you have to decide which girl
they have, like,
you
an
want
Instagram
to take on
I
a
don't
date.
Know.
The show?
You have got
probably not.
Paola and you've got Evie.
You got the older lady and you've got the younger lady.
Mm-hmm.
So of the group, you've got one.
But that handful of boobs, he doesn't, you know, he wanted a big handful.
Yeah, I would say then he'd have to go with
the
girl on the
nurse.
Right. Yeah, whatever her name is. But she's also the one that has all the pubic hair. So
she does.
That's the one with all the pubic hair.
It's going to be the lucky lady tonight.
Okay, I'm going to have to go. Paola.
With Paola.
There's a height difference.
All right, sometimes people are intimidated by it.
Evie, off you go, my friend. Bye.
Okay.
So she said at the beginning of the show
Wait, what happens? Did they go?
Yeah, did he pick me?
They
because
they
might be too soft.
And do they last?
Plumbers were supposed to carry.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we can check it out. I don't know if they get to that part of the show. Let's see. Let's see. Let's fast forward a little bit, and we'll see. We'll skip all the pleasantries here.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
And as a really pretty face, it sounded really like a fun guy. But hopefully, the date will be the same.
Well, between all these accents, I'm sure that most people have tuned out by now.
I chose Paola because I think she just has something about her. She was a bit naughty, a bit saucier than the rest of them.
She's a bit naughty.
I felt like Paola was most likely to tighten up my nuts.
Okay, they go out here.
Oh, they do go out.
Hi, I've seen you naked.
So yeah, they see each other naked, and what she walks in is
then they go in clothes.
Yeah,
a bar.
And she wears basically a full length dress with long sleeves, wearing a frock over it.
Yes.
She is completely covered up from head to toe.
Yeah,
good to see you. When Paola walked in, it was nice seeing her fully clothed. Although in my head, I still seen her fully naked. There we are.
Gentleman.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Yeah,
mommy thought you were really good. I do feel attracted to him, yes. I'm a single parent. I have a child. Don't worry, now your age.
He's
only 12.
What about when the child sees this show?
Oh my God. What about when my child sees this show?
Shame.
Only like 10 I'm gonna be.
Oh. I'm really enjoying, despite the age gap. I feel really natural. I hope you feel the same.
Right. I want you to speak to my old girl. Is that right with you?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm gonna ring it up.
Oh, wait, you speak
he
to
wants
my
to
old
speak
girl?
To his
old girl. Is that his mother?
Oh, I guess.
I'm out on my date now.
Okay, what's she like?
Oh my god, it's this is like mother. The worst fucking idea ever.
I'll pass you on now, right? There we are.
I can't watch anymore.
How old are you?
Well, obviously you can guess I'm older than Jamie. I say I'm kind of close to your age, I'm 44.
She's 44 years old, he's 20. She's 24 mm-hmm. years older than him, I knew it.
It's just a tricky part when she asks me, how old are you? Yeah. Actually, it's crazy, but we have lots, I say we have lots of things in common, personalities.
As long as you act young and stuff.
It's lovely to chat.
Yeah, he's. This is not going to last.
To you, funny.
That's what. Lovely. Is that what your mother said to you to say to the girlfriend? As long as you act young and stuff.
Yeah, as long as you act young and stuff. That's what my mom told me to do with Astrid. Is act young and stuff. All right. It doesn't last. I'll say it out loud. It doesn't last. There's no way. Mom's involved. He's 20. He's got a hog the size of a hog. He's going to move on. She's got a child. She's way too mature for him. But in any case.
Yeah, grandmas don't have the children.
Yeah.
The kids aren't at home anymore. That's no. why he likes the older ones.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
That's. Oh, there you go. Yeah. All the kids are gone. They're grown up. We can babysit every once in a while. That's what my dad says. He's like, I love babysitting because I get to give them back
exactly,
to you at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I always ask my dad, I'm like, why are you so good to my children? What happened when I was growing up? He's like, well, you were a little asshole, yeah. First of all. Your children are wonderful.
And
second of all, I'm not responsible for them, so it doesn't really matter. That's right. All right. The brand new TCB podcast.com is where you go. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video right from one location or get your WWFD sticker. Number 4 in our series of bumper stickers. Send us your address. Go to the website. I'm still like shell-shocked by all this. Go to the contact us page. Click on the drop-down menu that says, I want my sticker. Send us your physical address every 7 to 10 days. We drop those in the mail, so you'll get it in a couple of weeks. If you'd like us to sign it, we're happy to do so. If you put it on your back of your car, your refrigerator, on your wall, wherever, send us a picture, and maybe we'll send you something else nice. Just follow up with us. We'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, send us an email through the website or dial us up, 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We never spam. We always respond, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have time to leave us a review on Apple or anywhere else, we certainly would appreciate it. It really does help grow the show. We love our fans, and we just love you guys so much. And thank you for all the kind words. Keep them coming. It puts gas in our tank. It makes us continue to do these ridiculously obnoxious and absolutely meaningless shows. Thank you so much. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and most importantly, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please go there and subscribe to the channel. It would be much appreciated. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.
Beep, beep.